Okay, let's start Micha Perek Hey. That's what we're up to here. In the last Perek, Micha started talking about Yemos HaMashiach. Again, more on a positive note than we had the first couple of prakim. He spoke about Bachras HaYamim, and we had the first five psukim being an exact parallel to what was said in Yeshayahu, with a couple of different differences, as we mentioned, based on the uniqueness of the Navi. But now we continue talking about Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach and Yemos HaMashiach. Micha continues, V'yata, Beis Lechem Ephrata. Beis Lechem Ephrata, he's talking to Beis Lechem. Really, he's not talking to Beis Lechem, he's talking about the most famous person who came from Beis Lechem, and that, of course, is David HaMelech. Beis Lechem Ephrata, Tsa'ir Lios Ba'alfei Yehuda. You are young, you are small to be the head of Yehuda. Mimcha li yetze, from you, will come out for me, Lios Moshe b'Yisrael, to be the leader of Israel. Who is that? That's Melech HaMashiach. That there's going to be a Melech HaMashiach that's going to come out from the roots of Beis Lechem Ephrata. If you look in Rashi, what does it mean? Tsa'ir Lios, you are small. So Rashi quotes, Roya Yisa Lios Tsa'ir b'mishpachos Yehuda. You, even if it came from Sheva Yehuda, you should be small. Why? Soles Rus HaMoaviyah Shebecha. You came from Rus HaMoaviyah. So out of all the families in Yehuda, you're the one that should be Melech HaMashiach, you're the one that should be David HaMelech. And we've had separate shiurim about this specific topic, and that is David HaMelech's lineage, right? One would think that if you're writing the lineage and the yichus of the king, of the ultimate king, you know, he should have perfect yichus, his family, his background. And yet we see David HaMelech comes from Rus, and Rus with Boaz, and Yehuda and Tamar, and Lot and his daughters. So again, each one of those could be explained, but it's unusual. And again, each one of them has to be focused on. Here, Dafka Chazal pick up on Rus. So we've mentioned a number of ideas in the past. The Ema Barim Smecha writes on page Kufchav Gimel, quoting from the Sifra HaMukubalim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu often, when he wants to bring a great gift to the world, he'll bring it in a cover. He'll bring it in unseemly garments in order to be able to kind of get it in under the rug, because the Midas Adin will want to prosecute and say the world does not deserve, and Bnei Yisrael do not deserve to have such a goodness. So maybe that's why David HaMelech came under the rug. He quotes that from the Zohar. Sha'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu came k'day lohavi melech HaMashiach Pesach Adas, k'day shal yekatreg hamakatreg, k'mo sha'amar b'Zohar. As he quotes, that the Satan is Mesiach Das in this regard, and then he quotes that from the Magid Meisharim also, the Beis Yosef, the Malach Gilo, Rabbeinu Beis Yosef Atam, Sheisrael David Malka Mashiach, the Yesu Mirusa Moaviyah, Pshuda Ayide Kach, Isla Tukfa Liskafa Al Hahu Sitra. Because if you bring something, it's like an antibody, right? You bring a little bit from the Moabites, so they're able to conquer. Okay, but that's one more Kabbalistic idea. The Shemi Shmuel writes in Shvuas Tafresh Ayin, another idea from his grandfather, from the Kutzker. The Kutzker we know is the father-in-law of Yadon Ezer, who was the father of Shemi Shmuel, who quotes one line, Inyan Melucha lo haya nimsa b'Yisrael v'yitzrichen likachzos me'amunu Moav. Being a king is not something natural amongst the Jews, and therefore you had to take it from Amun Moav. What does that mean? Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldiff explains in an article quoted in Zichron Harav, Kasher Kol Yisrael Ki'ish Echad Hema. He explains, Jews are all like one body, one being. Right? We're all like a hand, eyes, a heart. Moshe Rabbeinu Shaya Melech, Yimach was Nivdal Miklai. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the king, but he was part of Am Yisrael. But it's not natural to rule over a fellow Jew. It's not natural to be a king. We are Rachman and Baishan and Vegom Chasadim, the three Midos that the Gemara Yevamos tells us. So it's not natural for the right hand to rule over the left hand, right? You have to work in unison. You have to work together. So to be a king is not something natural for a Jew to rule over his fellow Jews. And that's why Shaul HaMelech wasn't a successful king. But David HaMelech needed, says the Shemi Shmuel, a little Moav, a little Gaiva in him, so to speak, even though David HaMelech was the most humble, and he tolas v'loish, David says in Tehillim. But in a certain sense, to be a successful king, you have to be able to rule and do what you know is right, not being mushpa from the Am, and that's why David HaMelech needed a little bit of Moavite blood in him in order to be a successful king. But either way, this is what Micha says, that maybe it's a little surprising that this family, David HaMelech Tsair, he was not only the youngest son, but was the, you know, with this background, Rashi says he should have been Tsair, but he was the one that brought Am Yisrael the Gula. Rav Soloveitchik writes in one of his articles that maybe there's a common theme in David HaMelech's background, including Rus, starting with Lot and his daughters, and Yehuda and Tamar, and Rus. All of the women involved could have just given up hope. All the women involved could have just said, forget it, thrown in the towel. We're never going to be able to succeed. Lot's daughters, forget it. What are we going to do? Yehuda and Tamar, forget it. He's never going to have children with my family. And Rus came back. She had nothing. I'm going to go to Boaz. Each one of them said, I'm not giving up. Each one of them in the darkness said, I could find the inner strength to be able to be strong and bring the Geula to Am Yisrael. If not for the belief in the future, Rav Soloveitchik writes, exemplified by Lot's daughters, the idea of the kingdom of Beis David could not have been realized. Another naive and simple woman, Tamar, showed the strength of waiting and hoping, of having faith even when she became the subject of mockery. She could not tear herself away from him. Something fateful, incomprehensible, tied her to him. And finally, Rus came back, and she could have given up hope. But this is all embedded here in this first pasuk, that Sa'ir, you're so small, it's so surprising, says Micha to the house of David, but that's where it came from. Remember, Micha is talking at a time when Malchus Beis David was still strong, right? He was speaking 150 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and he's saying it's going to be strong in the future also. So again, Mimcha li Yetzi li Yosmos B'Yisrael, from you, from Beis Lechem, will come the Moshel Mashiach Umotza Osav Mikedem Mimei Olam. And its beginnings are from a very distant past, says the Radak. From David HaMelech to Melech HaMashiach is a very long time. A very long time, says the Radak. Kumotza osa Mashiach bizmano yomru, ki mikedem izman rav hayim beis lechem. At the time of Mashiach, you're going to look back, it started a long time before. Yizman rav bein David uvein Melech HaMashiach. There's a hemshech, there's no break between David HaMelech, the first king of his dynasty, and the last one, Melech HaMashiach, but there could be a break. There is a fascinating suffix, we mentioned this in the past, but the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch notes in the mitzvah that talks about Shemen HaMishcha, of anointing the new kings, in mitzvah Kuf Ches, the Minchas Chinuch discusses, we know that a king only has to be anointed if there's a machlokes about him, or if there's a break. But if it's ben achar ben without a machlokes, then it does not need Mashiach. So the question is, he said, what about Melech HaMashiach? There's going to be a big break. Is there going to be a machlokes? Is there going to be an argument when Mashiach comes? No, I don't think. L'chora, we hope not. We hope that Mashiach is going to come and everybody's going to agree. So if that's true, then is he going to need to be anointed because he's ben achar ben from David HaMelech? But there's a big break in the middle. So how do we view that? So he doesn't emphasize this, but it's fascinating though. If it's true that he won't need to be anointed by the Shemen HaMishcha, we call him Mashiach, the anointed one, but he might not need to be anointed, right? This Mashiach might not need to be Mashuach. But either way, that's his suffix that we'll have to wait for Mashiach to come to be able to get the answer to that. He writes that in Mitzvah Kuf Ches. The Melech HaMashiach shemekavim anu sheyizgal b'merv yameinu, kiva diya mizera shlomo dorach ador, imkein ha-malchus Yerushalom, me'eish shepaskal ha-malchus, ein sarach Mashiach. Abel b'shepaskal ha-malchus b'avonasi ha-rabim kama doros. You know, there's a long time, as it says here in our pasuk, motz osav mikedem. Still, maybe ein sarach Mashiach, because it doesn't break. Unless you say, gam Melech HaMashiach yei sarach Mashiach. Av sheshalom v'emes yu b'yam alecha Yisrael, maybe he will. Who knows? We'll have to wait to get that. It's a classic Minchas Chinuch Kasha that we don't know the answer to. But either way, he says, okay, we're waiting for Mashiach, says Micha. Again, Micha says this 150 years before the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. He says this when Malchus Beis David is on top of the world. But he's forecasting that it's going to be exiled and there's going to be a Churban. Remember, he's the first Navi that said that there was going to be a Churban. Lachain yitneim ad eis yoleda yalada. And therefore, he will come at a time after childbirth. Bevle leda, the pains of galus leading to geula are like a woman having a baby, where it gets even more painful as it gets closer to the birth. And that's what we hope, that the past couple hundred years have been real, the chevle leda, and there's no more leda coming. Even the Gemara Sanhedrin even says, taking this literally, the Gemara says that the Romans will rule over the world for 9 months before the geula. We don't exactly know what that means, but that's what the Gemara says based on this pasuk. Ein bin David Bach, et espashit ha-malchus al Yisrael, tisha chadashim. And that's where the Gemara says, Amar Ula, Yesev Lachmine, some of the Amorim have a very scary thought, that I want to see Mashiach to come, but I don't want to be here during Chevle Mashiach. I don't want to be alive during those times. It's going to be too challenging. Chevle Mashiach, or Gogu Magu, whatever it is. Again, we mentioned in the past, some Mepharshim say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could also decide to stretch it out over thousands of years, and there's so many Mepharshim say, that we've definitely paid up all of the pain that we're going to have before Galus already, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that it's over. V'yaser Echav Yashuvin El Abnei Yisrael, and all the rest of the brothers will also come back. As Rashi explains here, that when the Malchus comes back, there's only going to be one Malchus. It's not going to be two, Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Yehuda, there will only be one. Yischabru and Shar Shvatim, v'hayu l'mamlacha achas, v'lo yechesu od l'shtei mamlachos, there won't be two anymore, it'll only be one that will happen. Just one other point I forgot to mention on the previous pasuk, that Mashiach goes back a long way. Maybe this is also alluding to the Gemara in Nedarim and in Psachim, where the Gemara says seven things that were created before the world was created, and one of them is Shmo Shel Mashiach. Based on this pasuk, partially, what are the seven things? Torah Tshuva, Gan Eden Gehenim, Kisei Akavid, Beis HaMikdash, Shmo Shel Mashiach. Shmo Shel Mashiach, that means the destiny of the world was created. Again, the destiny of Melech HaMashiach is something that existed before the world, meaning Hashem created the world with this in mind. That's the Ran's Lashon in Nedarim Daf Nun Tes Maveis, where the Ran says, what does it mean that these were created before the world was created? She'ef Shar La'olam B'lohem. It's impossible for the world to exist without them. What do you mean? We don't have Mashiach yet? No. We have the idea of Mashiach coming because that's the destiny of the entire world. Va'amad v'ra ba'oz Hashem. And he, Mashiach, will stand up. And he will lead with the strength of God, be Gaon Shem Hashem Elokav, with the Gaon of Hashem. The Malbim classically says, what's the difference between Oz and Gaon? He will have physical strength. He will have spiritual inspiration, that people will be inspired. So he will lead physically and spiritually, v'yashavu ki ato yigdal ar afsei aretz. And he will lead over the entire earth, ar afsei aretz. What does that mean, the entire earth? So the Rinas Yitzchak says, maybe it's based on the Medrash, the Psikta tells us, Asida Yerushalayim Lihiyosk Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim is going to expand. We think, how are all the Jews going to fit into Yerushalayim? By Eli Leregel. Because Yerushalayim is going to expand and it's going to become as big as the entire Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is going to become as big as the whole world. Kala Olam Kulo. That's what the Psikta says. So says the Rinas Yitzchak, maybe that's what it means. If Mashiach is going to be the leader over Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is going to become the whole world, so he's going to be the leader of the whole world. Adav Se'aretz. Tekima de Eretz Yisrael asidah lios kechala Olam Kulo, imkein memela, yigda malchus melech HaMashiach, ad av Se'aretz, and that's what's alluded to here. V'hayazeh shalom, and there will be peace. Rashi says, a different kind of peace than there's ever been. Gomor, the kavua, Rashi says, be'ein hefsek od, a complete and lasting peace. V'lo yidme l'shar hatashuah shal yitzaras achareim. There won't be like the other salvations that they went up and down. Back to the pasuk, Asher ki yavo baratzenu, if Asher would come to the land, v'chi yidra parmanoseinu, and try to trample on our palaces, v'akeimonu alav shiva roim, u'shmona nesichei adam. There'll be the seven shepherds and the eight officers that will take part and protect and help Mashiach. Who are these seven? So again, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sukkah and the Radak. Seven, Rashi says, I'm not sure where this Masorah comes from. Where these seven and eight come from. Who are the seven and eight? So Rashi, the Radak quotes, David, Sheis, Chanoch, Misu, Shelach, Avram, Yitzchak, and Moshe. Avram, Yaakov, and Moshe. Where's Yitzchak? I don't know. These are seven, and who are the eight? Yishai, Shaul, Shmuel, Amos, Sfanya, Chizkiyahu, Eliyahu, and Mashiach. Rashi says, I'm not sure, Eini Yodea Mehechan Lamdu, where do we get those 15 personalities? But either way, we'll figure it out when they, Be'ez Hashem, appear. Continuing, V'roas Eretz Asher B'cherev, and Mashiach will help conquer Eretz Asher with a sword, V'ez Eretz Nimrod B'psacheha, V'hitzel Me'asher, K'yavah Baratzeinu, V'chidra B'gvuleinu, and he will be a conqueror. Right? What is this saying? That Melech HaMashiach will not only be a spiritual leader, he will be a warrior. He will help quench any enemies. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf. Remember, the Gemara says three things that are going to happen in the future, and they have to happen in this order. Gimel Mitzvos Nisavol Yisrael B'Kedisasen La'aretz. There are three mitzvahs that we have to do when we come back. Number one, Lahamil Lahem Melech, to appoint a king. Number two, Ulahachra Zara Shal Amalek, to wipe out Amalek. So what does that mean? That's, we have to have a king first in order to get the armies ready, in order to then go wipe out Amalek. That's what has to be in that order. And then, v'livnos l'meis ha-bechira, and then to build the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Soloveitchik and many other gedolim in 1967, when many people had the euphoria of after the Six-Day War, and they said, okay, let's build the Beis HaMikdash. He said, we still have plenty of Amalek in the world. You have to follow the Gemara. Right, then fine. You have one area, but lahakra zar shalamalik. Until lahakra zar shalamalik, then you can't be bona base habachira. But again, lahabad lamalik is the first step. Remember, if Shechter has an Eretz HaTzvi, or in Bikvei Hatzon, one of his farm, that this is part, the Rambam that does not count the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, maybe he includes it in Hamadas Melech. Hamadas Melech means setting up a society of a Jewish government, and that's what the Gemara is referring to there too. Setting up a government, and then wiping out Amalek, and then building the Beis HaMikdash. But you see from there that he's going to be a warrior. Right, it's not just going to be a spiritual head. The Rambam also says that when the Rambam talks about Melech HaMashiach in Hilchos Malachim, where he talks all about what Mashiach is going to do, the Rambam says, HaMelech HaMashiach asid la'amod u'lahachzir Malchus beis David liyashna. He's going to bring the Malchus beis David back, liyashna ha'memshalah harishona. U'bone migdash u'mekabes nitchei Yisrael. Build a base of Migdash, gather in all the Jews, the Chozrin call him Mishpatim b'yamav kishahayu mikodem, and all the laws are going to return. Makriven karbanos, v'osin shmitim v'yovlos, b'kol mitzvas anamur batorah, karbanos, shmita, yovel, v'chol she'enu ma'amin bo, o mi she'enu machakel b'yaso, if you don't believe, or you don't hope, the Rambam says you're a kofar batorah's Moshe Rabbeinu. But then in the continuation he says, v'im yamon melech mi beis David, v'hoge batorah v'osik b'mitzvas, he's involved in Torah and mitzvos, k'david aviv, and he gets all Jews to follow him. And to be strong even in small mitzvos. And here's the kind. How are we going to know? If somebody is a spiritual leader and brings all Jews back to close to Hashem, he has a chazakah. And he defeated all the enemies around him. Right, that's where the Ram gets this from. Also, war. Ubana Migdash bim komo, v'kibes etchi Yisrael, hariz ha-mashiach bavadai. So there's two steps. He has a cheskas mashiach, if he brings all Jews closer to Hashem, and he inspires, then he's cheskas mashiach. If he then defeats all enemies around, and he builds a base of Migdash, and he gathers in all the exiles, then he's vada mashiach. And if not, then he's not, and that's where the Rambam talks about Bar Kochva, and he talks about Yeshu, right, and all the false Mashiachs, that's at the end of Mishnah Torah, that's where the Rambam talks about it. But either way, you see clearly from these psukim in Micha, that he is going to be a physical warrior as well. And then Pasuk Vav starts the Haftorah for Parshas Balak, which continues into the next parak, which we'll talk about next time. V'hayak she'eris Yaakov bekarav amim rabim, when the future, will be in Galus, of the leftover, the remainder of Yaakov, amongst the nations, Ketal Meis Hashem, will be like dew. What do you mean like dew? Asher lo yikave le'ish vol yachal v'ni adam, dew or rain, you can't ask a person to give you dew or rain. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're going to be like. We're going to recognize that it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu that can give us hope. V'haya she'iris Yaakov bagoyim bekerav amim rabim, Ka'aryeh will be like a lion, bebamos yar, kekfir be'edrit so'on, like a big lion in the forest, like a small lion by the sheep. The Radak says, big lions are king of the forests, but small lions can't be in the forest, but regarding sheep, they can. Asherim ava v'romas v'tara fein matzil, they are in charge, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tarom yadcha al tzarecha, lift up your hand on your enemies, v'cholai vecha yikaresu, your enemies will be able to be cut off. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're promising that we are going to have success, finally, at that final stage, bizman yimosa mashiach. V'yabayamahuna mashem, and on that time, these psukim are symbolic, the Radak and others say. I'm going to wipe out any horse from amongst you. What does that mean? You're not going to need horses. There's going to be peace. You're not going to have to go out to fight. This is talking about war horses. You're not going to need chariots to go out. I'm going to break down any of your cities. All of your fortifications. You're not going to need walled cities. Not walled because it's just going to be open. The Radak here says it's healthier to live in a non-walled city. It's open the air, but you're not going to need any walled cities. Actually, the Rinas Yisrael talks about that walled cities have more Kedusha, right? For the Mos Yeshua ben Nun. So what do you mean? It talks about that Mashiach is going to be Makadesh. So he says, according to some Achronim, it's like once they have a walled city and they're in this Kadesh, then even if there's no more wall, so then it retains the Kedusha. So maybe that's what's going to happen. We're going to have all the walled cities. They're going to become more sanctified than the other cities, and now we're going to get rid of the walls because we're not going to need the walls. Okay. You're not going to need any magic. You won't need any ma'oninim. What are ma'oninim? That's an isser in the Torah. To act based on times. To say, oh, this is a good time to go. This is not a good time to go. It's Friday the 13th. It's the morning. It's the night. Again, it doesn't mean that, oh, it's raining. I'm not going to go on a teal. That's obviously allowed. Like the Gemara says in Chulin, when Elazar ben Abraham says, oh, if the woman that gives me water into my camels, I'm gonna take her to be Yitzchak's wife. That's logic, right? That's not ma'oni. That's not based on a time. But stam based on a time, the chinuch counts in mitzvah reishnun, shelo la'onein. Klomar shelo nikva onos lomar shah plonis tove lasos ba maisa ploni. V'yatzliach kala osa osa bosa shah. This is a good hour. This is not a good hour based on horoscopes. So that is what you're not going to need, says the Navi Micha. V'chrati psilecho matzevosecha mikirbecha. You won't have any matzevos, any psalim. V'otzachva olamasi adecha. You won't need anything. You just focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Last pasuk, v'yasisi ba'avu v'chema. And I'll act in anger. To the nations that didn't listen to me. Which nations is this referring to? So the Malbim says right here, La'asilavo, the nations that aren't going to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future, where there's so much das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's going to be around. So that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take Nekama on those nations. He says at the end, V'oz es Nekama v'agayim asher lo yishmu lachzor l'dasa emes ulekaba aleihem malchus shamayim kimevuar besof Zecharia. The Medrash, the Sifri in Zos HaBracha says, maybe this is referring to the Medrash that we know. It's also quoted a little bit in Maseches Avodah Zarah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first offered the Torah to all the other nations. Do you want it? What's written in it? Lo sirtzach, lo sinaf, Amon, Moav. So the Gemara there quote the Medrash in the Sifri, and Zos HaBracha quotes our Pasuk. When they finally say no, he says, V'omer, V'yasisi, Bava V'chema, Nakam, Esagoy, Shalosh Shamu, right? Because they're not going to listen, and therefore they're going to have to pay for it. They didn't even do the Shevet Mitzvos Bei Noach that they were given, says Micha. But that is the parak about the future, talking about Yemos HaMashiach, one of the more upbeat prakim compared to most of the Treyasar prakim, which is all about Chorban. But here, that was parak A. We have two more prakim here in Sefer Micha. We'll stop here.